Pentagon blows up drug boat in Caribbean, killing four. By Christian K. Caruso on August 26, 2026. The United States Southern Command, Southcom, on Tuesday announced that U.S. forces struck a drug trafficking vessel in the Caribbean, killing four narco-terrorists. In an official statement, Southcom disclosed that the operation was conducted by Joint Task Force Western Hemisphere, JTFWEM, a purpose-built joint task force activated earlier this month with the goal of coordinating U.S. military operations and regional security efforts with regional allies across the Western Hemisphere. Tuesday's strike was executed under the direction of Southcom Commander, General Francis L. Donovan. Confirmed intelligence revealed that the drug trafficking boat, described as a go-fast vessel operating along established narco-trafficking routes in the Caribbean Sea and was in active involvement in narco-trafficking. Joint Task Force Western Hemisphere continues executing precise, lethal operations against the cartels. We will hunt, disrupt, and defeat these narco-terrorist networks. Southcom is resolved to neutralizing cartel terror and violence throughout the region and into the U.S. homeland, General Donovan said. Tuesday's announcement follows a similar operation carried out by Joint Task Force Western Hemisphere on Sunday. At the time, and under General Donovan's direction, Southcom executed a lethal kinetic strike on a low-profile vessel in the Eastern Pacific involved in narco-trafficking. The operation resulted in the deaths of two narco-terrorists. Sunday's operation, General Donovan emphasized, is a clear and decisive reminder that Southcom is taking the fight directly to the cartels. When I ordered the establishment of Joint Task Force Western Hemisphere, it was precisely for this purpose, to accelerate, synchronize, and execute lethal actions against these destabilizing narco-terrorist networks. We are committed to imposing total systemic friction on narco-terrorists, disrupting their operations, dismantling their leadership, and eliminating cartel terror across the region, General Donovan said on Sunday. Let me be clear, we will not permit narco-terrorists to operate with impunity in the Western Hemisphere, nor will we allow their deadly poison to reach American communities. This operation is a powerful demonstration of our lethal precision, overwhelming capability, and absolute resolve to protect the U.S. homeland, he continued. Southcom explained this month that Joint Task Force Western Hemisphere integrates America's military capabilities with the 18 regional partners members of the America's Counter-Cartel Coalition, AEC, also known as the Shield of the Americas. The new Joint Task Force, activated this month, is a successor to Operation Southern Spear, launched by the U.S. Department of War and Secretary Pete Hegseth in 2025. Per Southcom, JTFWEM will build upon the success of Southern Spear in the ongoing fight against international narco-terrorism. U.S. Marine Corps Major General Kevin Sherrard was appointed as the commander of the new task force after having recently led the U.S. military support efforts to the State Department's disaster relief operations in Venezuela following the devastating June 24 doublet earthquake. JTFWEM strengthens our ability to work alongside trusted allies and partners, synchronize military capabilities and apply sustained pressure against the networks that threaten our collective security, General Donovan said this month. Together, we are increasing security across the hemisphere and protecting our homeland. Prior to the activation of JTFWEM, Southcom last conducted a lethal kinetic strike against a drug trafficking vessel in the Caribbean on June 21. The military operation left two male narco-terrorists dead and six male survivors. Southcom immediately notified the U.S. Coast Guard to activate the search and rescue system for the survivors. Christian K. Caruso is a Venezuelan writer and documents life under socialism. You can follow him on Twitter here.